Last week, the Senate Agriculture Committee considered their version of the 2018 Farm Bill. During the committee markup session, a number of amendments were adopted by voice vote and accepted by the committee. A majority of those amendments were non-controversial, and many of them had no impact on the overall cost of the legislation. However, two significant amendments were adopted that would directly impact and harm U.S. cotton policy. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
One of those was an amendment by Senator Bennett from Colorado, which would take funding from the cotton storage credits as part of the marketing loan program and use that funding for various biomass energy programs. The second problematic amendment was offered by Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota. That amendment would take all of the funding from the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program for U.S. textile mills and use the money primarily to fund various renewable energy programs as well as a smaller portion of the funding to certain dairy policies. Both of those amendments passed committee on a voice vote. However, during consideration of the Klobuchar amendment, Senator Bozeman from Arkansas spoke up in opposition to the amendment and urged that the committee find alternative ways to pay for the energy programs and not cut the funding from this key cotton policy. However, both amendments did pass. During the debate, Chairman Roberts indicated that it's his intention as the bill moves to the Senate floor to try to work with all parties, all senators, to ensure that the farm bill that moves forward does not penalize or favor one region or one crop at the expense of others, and to try to maintain balance in the bill. The National Cotton Council is working currently with the National Council of Textile Organizations and our allies in the Senate to try to find ways to restore funding for the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program as the Farm Bill moves to the Senate floor. We're also working with the committee staff to find the necessary funding to restore the Cotton Storage Credit Program as well as part of the marketing loan provisions. We're continuing to work this week ahead of the scheduled Senate floor consideration of the Farm Bill, which we expect will happen next week, the last week that Congress is in session before the July 4th recess. We're working aggressively this week to try to reverse the damage that these two harmful amendments would cause and ensure that the Farm Bill that the Senate passes will maintain these important cotton policy provisions just as the House Farm Bill does.
And on the House side,
it looks like later this week, the House may be able to re-vote on their version of the Farm Bill. That will follow what is expected to be a debate and vote on one or more immigration bills. Having this debate in the House on immigration policy was one of the prerequisites that some of the members of the House Freedom Caucus had indicated must occur before they were willing to vote for the Farm Bill. So if this immigration debate plays out later this week. Following that, it's our expectation that on possibly Thursday or Friday, the House leadership would call up the House Farm Bill for a simple up or down vote with no further amendments. And it's our hope that we'll be working aggressively with our friends and with the committee in the House to try to make sure the votes are there for the House Farm Bill to pass this time. The way things are shaping up, we have the potential that both the House and Senate could pass their versions of the Farm Bill before the July 4th recess. If that occurs, then that would put in place an opportunity for both committees to begin working to negotiate the differences in the two bills, and that work in a conference committee could occur over the next 2 to 3 months, and we could hopefully have a final Farm Bill ready for consideration by Congress sometime this fall.